This is Malloy all around Australia on Triple M, live on the Listener app as well. And Dave O'Neill joins us in studio here right now.
Great to have you back in studio, great. Big fella.
It's great to be here.
And obviously Sydney's turn in the gun today.
It's terrible. Been in Queensland. My wife's paranoid. She just sits there reading the paper at the exposure sites.
Oh, does she?
Okay.
Because, you know, I get around and she's like, oh, my God. Have you ever been to the 24-hour gym called Hunt's? I'm like, what do you reckon? Then she's like, oh, my God, have you been to the Tiny Tot swimming school? I'm like, what do you reckon? And she's like, what about the Nando's in Epping? I'm like, well, hang on a minute. There's two. Down. Which one was it?
I've been to both. I felt the same way when Hunky Dory went down in South Melbourne.
Hunky Dory is a great fish and chip shop.
Well, I call it South Melbourne's wet market.
Yeah.
But as soon as that went down, I went, oh, mate, I'm cooked. I was in there.
Yeah. Just like when the Thai massage joint went down. That finally happened. That was a Thai massage place was finally listed in a Melbourne exposure site. Because I made jokes about that for the whole point. Someone's going to put that down. Yeah. And it was so embarrassing. It was a man went there between 4:15 and 5:15, okay, on a Saturday.
I don't reckon he was there that long. 4:15, 4:28, I reckon.
And done.
He's done. Do you know what? That is bad hand sanitizing.
Yes.
If the whole thing could be done. Well, I remember because we had a scare here because I was at Crown Casino because electricity down, a big scandal. I had to move into a hotel for a couple of days. But I got done at a 7:30 session of Cruella.
Mm.
Is that a card game or?
No, it's Cruella. It's a kid's movie.
It's a Disney.
Oh,
sorry. You're the...
It's like Pontoon, isn't it? Cruella. Oh, mate, it's a kid's movie.
Well, I've got kids. I've never heard
of
it.
And then I thought, that's not going to look very great on my CD.
Double it up with Paw Patrol.
But then I thought, you know what? As exposure sites go, I'll take that one.
Yeah, that's
it. Someone rings up and goes, you involved in an exposure site? They go, oh, God, where's this going?
Cruella.
Cruella.
Did you take your sons to see that?
I took
God, I hope so.
No, it was actually a first date. It was at Crown Casino and it was an exposure site and I was in the cinema. But a day after.
You're fine. I'm like a doctor. You're fine.
Have you had a test? Have you had
I had a jab. I'm talking about heroin. What are you guys talking about? I had the jab. Oh, yeah. I had AstraZeneca. I had AstraZeneca because I'm 50 over 50.
You're the same here. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, so but that's...
We're going to wait till 22 to get our second shot.
And how annoying is it? Now they're saying, it's not that great, blah, blah, blah. It's like, and all these Pfizer people are rubbing it in your face.
No, I got Pfizer.
They're like a tough gang.
Pfizer. We should have a rumble in the park.
Me and you, Nick. AstraZeneca boys versus Pfizer.
And we'll look around. There will be people on walking frames and... All the young Pfizer. It even sounds posh, doesn't it? Pfizer.
It doesn't. It
just reminds me of like, you know, we've got our Blackberries, they've got their iPhones.
That's right. And they can also get Viagra. That's Pfizer too, isn't it?
I think it is.
Pfizer.
So you can get your one-stop shop. You can go in there.
Is it?
You can be good to go.
Yeah.
Pfizer? Right. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, not that I've ever read the packet.
One of my friends went to the doctor. We won't name him. We'll call him Hughesy. And he said, the code word was you used with this special doctor. He said, I'm a little bit sad. And he would go, all right, I'll fix it up for you and write a script down.
That's the code word.
That's the code word. I'm a little bit sad.
I've heard he's severely depressed. All right, hey, can you hang around?
Yes.
I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Lots to come.
Yeah, let's compare jabs.
More with Dave after this. Dave O'Neill's with us. It's Malloy on Triple M. Triple M, this is Malloy. Dave O'Neill is in studio with us right now. Hey, by the way, Dave and Brad Oakes are doing a show at the West Gippsland Arts Centre in Warrigal.
That's like the West End.
Yeah,
oh, man. So it's like a proper theatre district of
July
Gippsland.
July 2, wgac.com.au to buy tickets to that.
Get in there fast. I can actually look at the ticketing, you know, graph to see how many sales it's...
At the West Gippsland an arts centre.
Warrigal, mate. Last time I did a gig there, I did the Greyhound track with your mate Richo from the Richmond Football Club.
That would have been a classic gig.
Yeah, he said, ask me two things. I had to interview him, and they're all Richmond trainers. He said, ask me if I'm a bad kick, then ask me about the Brownlow.
Right.
Now, I'm not that into footy, so I go, mate, people say you're a bad kick. And he goes, who says that? I'm like, I don't know, people?
Oh, no.
And then he goes to the crowd, what do you reckon, everyone? Am I a bad kick? They're all booing me.
Oh.
So then I go, what about the Brownlow? He goes, what about the Brownlow? I go, I don't know. Have you got one? He goes, I've never got one. I'm like, it's a stitch up.
That's hilarious.
That's very funny. But I'm coming to Warrigal, everyone.
Yeah,
Warrigal and with Oaksy. He's bloody funny too. Yeah, that's a good card. Now, somehow related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill, as we all know, Whitney is a huge fan.
She's a number one fan.
Number one.
She comes in all the time going, oh, have you heard the latest? Have you heard the latest? Yeah. What did you tell me about the latest podcast from these two?
Oh, yes. I went in the live podcast from Byron Bay.
Oh, yeah, we're up in Byron with Will Anderson.
Yeah. Now, what was Glenn's bombshell?
Glenn, I don't even know if we're allowed to say it on radio, how Glenn told the story about how he lost his virginity in the back of a Volkswagen whilst somebody was driving the car.
Along Great Ocean Road, the beautiful Great Ocean Road.
Someone could get killed even when they're concentrating driving.
The White River.
I could not believe it.
KY River. it sounds like to me.
It's just slippery when wet.
Is that true?
Absolutely, it's a true story. You told the story.
And who was driving?
Mum and Dad.
No.
He said a very understanding friend was driving.
Was
the
it
car.
A combi van or like
no,
a
no? It was a Beetle.
Oh no,
it was a Beetle. It's so God knows what year it was.
The original Herbie the Love Bug.
You gotta ask him about it.
That's great. And anyway, also, we had Kitty on the other day. We're talking about junkies. That's snack food. What's the latest? What are you showcasing at the moment?
What do we do? We did raspberry at the moment. Raspberry frogs.
Raspberry frogs, which she said are way better than the snakes or anything else in that department. Why is the frog so good? Yeah.
The frog, I don't know. Not the little frogs, the big frogs that you get in the little packets. Mm. It's just the shape and it's because they're larger than the small ones. The small ones are no good. I'm like an expert, basically, in the industry.
Could you do a blind tasting and absolutely. Pick a red frog from a...
Yeah, from a raspberry. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely could do that.
You're like one of these sommeliers, you know, has to get right to the top 1% and go to that ward.
What about a jube? Do you like a jube?
I love a jube.
Yeah.
I love it all, basically.
I put it to you that...
That's why I'm fat. I love lollies. I've got some in the car, but I need them in the car. Because it's like anyone who, like... doesn't tell their partner they're smoking or drinking. It often happens in the car.
Is that right?
They check the car, people.
Yeah, righto.
My wife drove the car the other day. She's going, oh, my God, I can't believe how many lollies are in there. Like a milk bar.
A travelling milk bar. it's interesting to me. I feel the quality of the lolly has
dropped.
Degenerated over the years.
And they're shrinking.
Now, sometimes you can't tell them apart. If you get a packet of party mix, you just go, I don't
care. Flavors are the same.
They look different, but the flavors are the same. Yes. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah. And there's a thing called shrinkflation where Freddo Frogs, shrinkflation, they've actually shrunk. You're not going crazy. They have shrunk some lollies.
Unbelievable.
And they charge the same amount. It's called, it's a phenomenon called shrinkflation. Mm-hmm. And they did it with Freddo Frogs. They shrunk them and charged the same money.
You would have gone to the milk bar back in the day, though, Dave.
Oh, absolutely. Got your bag one of those, two of those, three of those.
20 cents.
Still a mustick man myself.
I love mustics.
You know what I mean?
I love them.
They have to be part of the repertoire.
Yes. You like fruit sticks?
Oh, hello.
Oh,
trouble. I don't mind a banana.
Oh, bananas are the best. Fake bananas are the best.
Yeah, it's so good.
And this will blow
mind. They're no lolly teeth.
This will blow your mind. They're no lolly teeth. Got to put them in and pretend you've got teeth. Fake bananas are actually a form of marshmallow.
No kidding.
Yeah. Stop it.
Hey, mind blown.
This
everyone.
Is what you learn on the junkies with Dave and Kitty.
My boys love marshmallows. What's that? What's the appeal? Is it the icing sugar?
It's just the high sugar content, I'd say, with marshmallows. And they're soft for the baby.
Because they go bonkers.
Yeah.
They really do. Their bedroom's like a meth lab. Just down the bottom, honking onto mushrooms.
It's just Hamish and Andy. What are their names again? What's it called again?
Starsky and Hutch. Fred Buster, Lenny Walter. Hey, when we come back, I might ask you about Gary. See what
I've got a Gary update.
All right, Dave O'Neill's with us. More with Dave after this. It's Malloy. This is Malloy on Triple M. By the way, I want to thank you and Wooey Dave for my birthday message last Friday.
Oh, Wooey.
God, he's here.
Well, Wooey, he's not here. He went on Spicks and Specs last Sunday. And it's a true story. He was on. And Alan Bro rightfully said, you look like you've had a breakdown with that puppet. And so Wooey's gone to Hollywood on the Gold Coast. He's left me.
He's gone to Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
Post pack and he's working with Beetlejuice now. Pretty exciting.
Does he feel vindicated? A lot of people are apologising to him.
Apologising to Wooey the Beast. He's come out of hiding.
Yeah.
Now he's celebrating being a bat.
It was tough.
He was hiding in my house like Julian Assange in an embassy. This is hiding.
Okay.
Now, what about Gary? How's he going?
Gary was very funny the other day. He's in grade six. The principal sets his hard homework to do, and they had to do one about reconciliation. And so he had to write something, and all these kids were asking questions to the principal, like, what is Mabo? What is this? And Gary, his question was, does anyone know what time Macca's closes? That was his question. But I tell you, I went on school camp with him. I wasn't meant to go. I just followed the bus and surprised everyone.
Where'd you go?
We went down past Phillip Island. There's a school camp down past
there. What do you mean past Phillip Island?
Past? No, there's land there to the left.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Place called Glen Forbes, beautiful camp, and I was a parent volunteer, but I had to sleep in the hut because I've got like a CPAP mask, which is like an oxygen, you know, the so I don't want to, anyway, so I had to sleep in the hut. They're all in their tents,
yep.
But the teacher was talking about bullying, right, around the camp. Yeah, well, they can't have sure. A campfire that had a computer screen with flames on it, because of health and safety, and the teacher's like, bullying's bad. I thought I'd lighten the mood. I said, go out, kids. I'm a comedian. I've been doing it for a long time. You can say anything to me. Have a crack. I don't mind. Some kid straight away goes, you've got a hunchback? And then another kid, you look like a middle-aged woman. And then another kid, my dad said, you're not funny. So I started crying.
That's harsh.
And but that night I got on back. I put my CPAP machine on my face and I walked into their tent like, oh my God, it's Darth Vader. But I still walked Gary to school. I walk okay. In four doors to school.
Well, but by the way, it sounds like such an outrageous thing to do now, but we all used to walk to school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, four doors. And
four doors.
Well, see, you're like, this is the thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was the right thing to do until one of the mums said to me the other day, my daughter's telling me there's a boy in grade six whose dad still walks into school and he lives three doors away. Yeah. And I said, that's me. And before I start, it's four doors. Anyway, I tell my wife and she's like, you've got to stop walking. He's going to get bullied because old hunchback's walking his kid to school again. So I stopped walking, but it really annoyed me.
But it's a quality time for you and you.
Well, he runs off. He runs nothing. Off. But I stopped walking, but it really annoyed me, those kids, you know, and all that. So next week I've organised for a bloke in a white van to kidnap him on Tuesday.
That's a terrible just to show those.
Thing. It's, all right. Are you still right for next Tuesday, Dave, with your van?
Sure, I'll be there. I've got the keys in the car.
Can you plug the gig again,
yes,
please?
All right. West Gippsland. So our listeners in Triple M in Gippsland, here's your chance
Warrigal,
to get...
isn't it?
Warrigal. It's Warrigal.
It's the first part of Gippsland, yep.
It is.
West Gippsland Arts Centre, wgac.com.au to buy tickets. That's July 2. So we want to see the computer ticking over with
yeah, we want to
ticket
see the
sales. Do you need to get your shots for Warrigal?
I'm shot up. Don't worry about that.
Right. I'm mate, always a pleasure to have you swing by.
So good.
We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Dave O'Neill, it's Malloy on Triple M.